From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan is on Capitol Hill testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee. General John Campbell is speaking about last Saturday's U.S. airstrike on a hospital in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz. It was run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders, whose officials have suggested the bombing was a war crime. Campbell says the bombing was a mistake.
To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement.
Campbell has said the strike was requested by Afghan forces who said they were being attacked by the Taliban. Doctors Without Borders officials say they had repeatedly warned both the Afghan and U.S. governments about the hospital's presence. The capital city of South Carolina, Columbia, awoke today to massive damage from heavy rain and dam breaches. NPR's Tim Fitzsimmons is in one area that's drenched.
I'm standing in the Arcadia Lakes neighborhood in Columbia. Residents say this hilly area is peaceful. There are small ranch-style homes sprinkled around a series of artificial lakes. But South Carolina's record-breaking rainfall was too much for the Arcadia Lakes dams. Yesterday, a wall of water rushed downstream here and totally tore away the bridge and road leading into the small cul-de-sac. Behind me, the lake is just a stream of water in a vast empty basin. Tim Fitzsimmons, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to two scientists for their work with tiny particles called neutrinos. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more.
Neutrinos are small, and they rarely interact with other matter. In fact, billions of neutrinos pass through you every second without you even realizing it. Physicists had thought neutrinos didn't weigh anything, but research groups led by Takaki Kajita in Japan and Arthur MacDonald in Canada showed neutrinos do have some mass. Scientists are now trying to figure out why neutrinos are massive. If they can, it might lead to new theories about how the universe works. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The European Union's highest court has ruled a computer data transfer system between the EU and the United States is invalid. An Austrian law student challenged the sharing of Facebook's data in Europe with servers in the U.S. He cited the risk of American intelligence eavesdropping on European citizens. At least 15 people were killed in explosions in Yemen today. They were in the port city of Aden, and one struck the hotel where the Yemeni government in exile is based. The United Arab Emirates reports the victims were members of the Saudi Arabian military coalition that's fighting Yemeni rebels. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 27 points at 16,804. The Nasdaq is down 39 at 4742. This is NPR. The French government denounced the violence against two Air France executives during a protest on Monday. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports President François Hollande says pictures of the managers in torn shirts fleeing an angry mob have degraded the country's image abroad.
Prime Minister Manuel Valls also had strong words when he visited Air France headquarters this morning. The country is shocked, said Valls. I've come to give these executives my full support, and I promise that the hoodlums who did this will pay heavily. The managers were set upon Monday by a group of picketing workers when they found out the company planned to cut nearly 3,000 jobs. Facing stiff competition, Air France says it will have to cut jobs if pilot unions don't reverse course and accept to work 100 more hours a year for the same pay. Hollande called for unions and management to work out an agreement through compromise and negotiation. Air France KLM, Europe's largest airline, has already worked out a deal with its Dutch unions. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
There's been heavy flooding in France. Torrential rain over the weekend in the southeast region of France left at least 19 people dead. Hundreds of others were trapped by rising water. The French government has declared the area a disaster zone, while rescue workers continue to look for stranded people. Cereal maker General Mills is recalling 1.8 million boxes of Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios. The company says these boxes are labeled gluten-free but may contain wheat. General Mills says it'll take the boxes out of warehouses and off store shelves. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.